Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring in our own Catholic boy, and he's at the post. He's going to start the race for the weekend weather, and that's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. And I know you're not as excited as I am, but that's it. The heat wave is over. And today, even though it'll be in the middle 80s, we'll have some showers and a strong thunderstorm passing through. All of this will be beyond us by early afternoon.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar right now, and it looks like we've got that line of thunderstorms that's not that far away from us. Is that going to usher in the less humid air?
It will first usher in less humid air, and then it'll bring in the cooler air, because today's highs will still be in the middle 80s, and then tonight, dramatically cooler and drier, mid-50s. Beautiful day Saturday, sunny with a pleasant breeze, 80. Back to the 50s, maybe even some 40s Saturday night.
Now, when you look at that line of thunderstorms, do you think they'll come through here sometime around, what, 9 to 11?
I would say your peak time, there's going to be more than one line. Right now, you're only seeing one.
Yeah.
There'll be clusters popping up. So I would say the best time for us would be probably 9 to 2. That would be the time frame, 9 to 2. And then after that, it clears out, and it's just beautiful over the weekend. It gets a little warmer Sunday, but dry, sunny, 80 to 85, and sunny, upper 80s, and a little more humid on Monday. Yesterday, Tropical Storm Beryl formed out in the south central Atlantic with 50-mile-per-hour winds, a very, very tight, small, compact storm. She is moving west-northwest and expected to move probably just south of Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic by early next week. Then we'll have to see what happens with that. There is a disturbance of circulation off the Carolinas, and the computer models, some of them are toying with that, and they feel that in time over the weekend, since it's over the Gulf Stream, it's going to start picking up steam, and it could actually form into a tropical system and head northeastward toward Cape Cod next week.
That means we get a lot of rain and wind, huh?
That is correct. So if that is the case, it'll be christened Chris. We shall see if that develops. Also, I see, the Hurricane Center didn't point it out, I see something just to the east of the Yucatan. And to me, I mean, it's very, very close to the Yucatan. So if it drifts over land, it's going to weaken, but nevertheless, it could regain some sort of development once it gets into the Gulf of Mexico, and we will have to watch for that system. So the tropics a little bit on the active side, but thank goodness, after this front goes through, sit back, relax, and enjoy the weather. I'm going to look forward to being up at the lake because the weather's going to be so nice, and this Saturday night, at the studio, we will be private screening the movie that we're going to be doing this year to our cast. And to kick off the season, I'm treating all of them to pizza and snacks and the whole bit. And everybody's gathering. I got all the responses. Everybody's gathering at around 7 o'clock Saturday night at the studio. We will be using our new remote movie screen, and David, my friend, is going to be setting up surround sound. Ooh. So they'll sit. David, a friend of mine, is up at the cabin. He's also just so helpful in all of this stuff, and he's going to set up our surround sound, and they'll all be able to sit back, relax, and enjoy this movie, which I think is by far the perfect movie for us to do.
It's funny you mentioned surround sound, because I have it set up in my house where I've got a 70-inch screen, which is about, I'll say, six and a half, 7 feet away from me, so it's just perfect. And I've got two easy chairs, and I've got the surround sound around. And when I watch a show like Colony, where there's a lot of, you know, shooting and action and stuff, it's so funny. The dogs are now used to it, but the cats, when something happens behind me,
they run.
They look behind the chairs.
Oh,
they want to know what's going on behind the chairs.
Shirley is nowhere to be found. Whenever the TV goes on in the den down here, She will look at it, the tail goes between the legs, and she goes upstairs all the way into the back room, and she sits there.
The crazy guy's got his loud surround sound on again.
And she does not like Wheel of Fortune. she just does not. She'll be around and looking at, you know, during Jeopardy or even, you know, afterwards, the TV's on. But when that Wheel of Fortune's on, I believe it's the wheel and the ticking noise.
It's Pat.
She doesn't like it. Right. No. She stays upstairs 7:30 to 8 o'clock every night.
It's Pat Sajak. She doesn't like Pat Sajak.
Oh, it's Pat Sajak?
It's Pat Sajak. Yeah, he's a big Trump supporter. And I understand that your dog is a liberal dog. So she doesn't like Pat Sajak.
No. Not at all.
You haven't seen it on her collar, but she wears a pin on her collar that says "Not my president."
She was shaking like a leaf this morning. I guess it was about 5:15. We had a thunderstorm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
my dog was she shaking.
I've had, all my dogs have ever been part of my family. I've only had one in my family, and that was Lucky. Lucky knew 45 minutes ahead of time
when the storm was coming.
Yep, yeah. And it was perfect. It was a half hour to 45 minutes. You knew there was a thunderstorm coming. You just knew it.
Yeah, I thought she didn't hear it, but you're right. She was on the couch of the den. I was looking out from the weather center toward the den, and I noticed her get up. And the ears went up, and I'm thinking to myself, can she be sensing this so far away?
Yeah, they do. They know.
And then she came into the weather center, and she sat there for a little while. And then when the thunder came about 15, 20 minutes later, you're right, that's when she jumped on my lap, and she was just shaking. You know, she was shaking so much that the poor thing was gagging.
They had those vests you can put on them.
She doesn't, Marshall, think about who you're talking about. She wouldn't even let us put a coat on her in the wintertime. So that would only make matters worse. Not only now am I going to, you know, try to shield her from a thunderstorm, but I'm going to put a vest on it, and she hates that to begin with.
What I used to do with Lucky is my bedroom, I have the windows all sealed off because, of course, I like to get to sleep. I have to go to sleep early in the summertime. So the windows are sealed off, so it's dark in my bedroom, and the air conditioner is on in the summertime. So what I would do with Lucky is when she would start that, I would put her in my bedroom with the lights off and the air conditioner on, and I put the TV on. And you know what? She'd still be nervous, but she'd be a lot better.
It was drowning out the sound. I tried to put some music on this morning, and it would calm her down a little bit, but, you know, she was just a nervous wreck. So I think I'm going to talk to her vet, because I think I could probably give her like a half a Benadryl when a storm approaches, and I think it'll calm her down.
I'll speak to the vet first.
Yeah.
Speak to the vet first. Don't self-medicate without a professional opinion. Right.
And I did hear from my doctor.
From jail?
Yes. Well, he didn't call me, but he wrote a very, very nice letter. I can't read the whole thing to you. No. But he said, pretty much he said, most if not all people on the outside would be thinking of yesterday during a cookout, a poolside party, doing fireworks. Personally, if this didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be thinking about it either. Because he said, the attitude and disposition toward freedom, the law, government has changed considerably. The judicial system has now made it so that laws do not represent nor protect the people. We are still working with a system where it is automatically inferred that you are guilty until proven innocent, where jurors are intimidated by the government, and it implies guilty, and it applies to the jury that if someone chooses to stand up for what is right, they are automatically wrong, and a guilty verdict ensues. He goes on to say that no matter what, he is an American, he loves this country, he will die for this country. And he hopes that he's out. He hopes he gets out soon.
All right. That's a depressing letter.
Yeah, it was. I said, boy, well, anyhow, you know, he's keeping up his fight. Let's see.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a great weekend.
I'm going to try to have a good weekend. I'll be thinking of you when I'm watching the movie.
And you're going to come back on Tuesday, right?
I'll be back on Tuesday, and we'll talk about what could be Tropical Storm Chris.
All right. Pat, have a great weekend.
Do the same, Marshall.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on the tri-state forecast.